This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Oil production has boomed in Colorado. As a result, energy companies are paying more in severance taxes, money they pay the state for taking minerals out of the ground. Half of it is supposed to go back to local communities, both directly and through grants. But as KUNC's Benta Berkland reports, it's not always a stable source of funding.
Like many communities, Trinidad relies on severance taxes. City leaders use the money to shore up their annual budget, and the Southern Colorado City is using nearly $2 million in energy impact grants to revitalize the red brick streets in their historic downtown.
The next line's under you, right? Let's try it. If not, we'll get the hammer. Whoa.
Public Works Director Mike Valentine is overseeing the project. He calls the tax money a godsend.
We were impacted by the energy companies going strong and heavy with all the trucks, and the town had to keep up with that. And now the coal mine is shut down and the gas field is kind of slowed down. They're no longer drilling. We were impacted by the loss of employment.
The hope is updating the downtown will attract more tourists.
People actually come to Trinidad just to see the brick streets and the historic structures. We hope to enhance it so that they remember us and come back and tell their friends.
The Colorado Department of Local Affairs distributes the competitive energy impact grants. They were suspended during the recession, but according to data from Rocky Mountain PBSI News, more than 500 statewide projects have been funded since they resumed in 2013.
Some of the things we really look for is, for example, readiness to go.
Cities and towns with the most energy production typically get the most grant money, according to program supervisor Chantal Unfug. Even areas with little energy production can still qualify as long as they can match the amount of the grant on their own.
Our department feels strongly that every community across Colorado is impacted in some way, whether it's historic or it's current.
iNews found that the money funded libraries, parks, a recreation center, and a shooting range in Palisade.
It does not have to be directly, this truck did this thing to this road, so we are paying for that curb. It can be broader.
Even though lots of communities use the grants, the pool of money varies from year to year because severance taxes are directly tied to energy production. The taxes are also a prime target for lawmakers when it comes to backfilling the budget. Communities played along during the recession, but now that the economy is recovering,
it's got to stop. It has to stop because those impacts, they don't get done, and you just push it off to another day.
Kevin Balmers with the Colorado Municipal League, which lobbies for cities across the state. When the legislature wanted to divert $20 million to the state's general fund from this year's higher-than-anticipated severance tax revenue, CML was opposed to it. Democratic Joint Budget Committee member Senator Pat Stedman supported the transfer.
Given the spike in severance tax, you have to acknowledge, I think, that it plays some role in the fact the state owes a Tabor refund of the magnitude that we do.
The Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or Tabor Amendment, mandates that Colorado's budget can't increase by more than inflation plus population growth. Any extra money must be refunded to voters. By taking the $20 million, the state was able to shore up other parts of the budget that are tighter because of Tabor. Republican Representative John Becker of Fort Morgan voted against the plan, calling it bad policy.
Severance tax has always been a huge ebb and flow, depending on, obviously, what the energy industry is doing. I don't think we should get into relying on this as anything that should balance the budget.
While the proposal passed with bipartisan support, lawmakers in both parties still voted against it. Republican Representative and Budget Committee member Bob Rankin of Carbondale wants to take an even closer look at severance taxes during the next session.
I mean, this is so important to rural Colorado and the counties. You know, we just have to stand up for those parts of Colorado who aren't prospering from the Front Range boom.
Governor John Hickenlooper has even gotten into the discussion about severance taxes as part of a larger plan to make changes to Tabor and the way lawmakers craft the annual budget, something that could be even harder next year, with the severance tax fund expected to drop by more than 60%, driven by lower oil prices. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.